Well, when we're on the road with Vanderbilt or even at home doing the broadcast, this guy's our father figure, Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
Actually, looks like your brother figure, actually.
Sorry, Joe never ages any.
Never. He's Dick Clark.
Oh, my goodness.
What's going on this morning?
Well, just trying to get ready for the trip to Starkville tomorrow. Today is one more really significant day of practice where they'll think I think they'll take one last look at the quarterback situation. You know, Chris Nixon, I think, has practiced without any difficulty. Seems to not be having any pain. He's been able to make all the throws that I think they've asked. I think they'll do it one more time. This Thursday practice is really the last big work day on the field, and then they'll have a decision to make whether it's going to be Nixon or Adams. Again, I don't think that's a decision they're going to turn around and announce publicly on Friday, but I think they'll tell whichever player is going to start. They'll tell both those players what the situation is, so they'll have a night to sleep on it, I think. But it's good at least that it appears that Chris is not having any lingering issues from that shoulder injury. It appears to be one of those things that, you know, whenever he takes a hit on it a certain way, it you know, comes back to bother him again. So it's probably something that he's going to deal with off and on throughout the rest of his career.
Joe, besides the record of Mississippi State, what is glaring and what would you think is most concerning for Vanderbilt going down to Mississippi State, besides the trap stuff and, you know, and yeah, the hoopla and stuff, as far as you look at the 3-2 game against the Auburn, and was the 24 points they scored against LSU in just total junk time, was that kind of misleading? But no. What sticks out?
Well, no, actually it wasn't. They were in that game pretty much throughout, but they did score a couple late that made it a little closer than maybe it was, but still, to score 24 on LSU is pretty good. Mississippi State is always a big physical team, and they're always going to try to run the football, and that's what this team is going to try to do. I believe they'll start Tyson Lee at quarterback, and one of the main reasons is he's been a lot more careful with the football. He has played in four games. He started one. He has not thrown an interception. Wesley Carroll, their previous starter, had 3 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions, and I think Sylvester Croom's trying to rein that in a little bit, not, you know, cause themselves other problems. They're very good defensively, as a 3-2 game would tell you, against Auburn. They've been really good against the pass. They only give up about 150 yards passing a game. Running the football, some teams have had some success with them, but you probably also have to take into consideration that they've played in LSU and they've played in Auburn and they've played some teams that, you know, historically run the football pretty well. So they played at Georgia Tech as well. So I think their defense is something to be reckoned with. I think the physical nature of their play is something to be reckoned with.
Joe, Derek Pegues, in some ways, is kind of their version of Rashard Lankford, isn't he?
Yep, and he's the guy they talk about all the time. He's the guy that sort of leads that defense, and he's had 23 tackles on the season. He's kind of the game maker for them on defense. And, you know, the Mississippi State's a team that, you know, a lot of people around the league, you know, probably haven't heard a lot about, don't know a lot of players on their team. You know, you might be hard-pressed to name, you know, several of them. But they're going to play hard, and I think they're playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder right now, and they feel like, really, as unusual as it may sound to a lot of people, Vanderbilt's an opportunity for them to beat a nationally ranked opponent and sort of turn their season around. They're 1-4, so I think we're going to get the Bulldogs' best game on Saturday.
And these teams have only played 19 times
in
history.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was thinking, I was trying to remember how many times I've actually done a football game in Starkville. I think it's 2. In fact, the first game I ever did for Vanderbilt was in 1998, and it was the season opener in Starkville against Mississippi State. And I was sort of thinking about that because Vanderbilt lost that game something like 42-0. And I was just kind of thinking how far we've come in the decade or so that I've been doing these games.
I bet Jack Kristol has done all 19 games, probably.
I would say he probably has. He's in year, what, 50?
It's somewhere
54?
In the 50s.
Something like that. It's an amazing total.
Joe, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Okay, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.